Mark, do you know?
Zoo.
That's the question.
Where's our
storage? It's on the records are being stored at right now, the facility.
So that, when I spoke to Jody, was that the software company is offering a replication storage with them as well, just to,
as an option.
As a
okay, cover, so that
is three times.
Yeah. Covers us three times? Mm-hmm. Is that needed? Because we're covering ourselves twice, right? Both here and over there?
Yeah.
And then what about over at the mountain?
Maybe a Joplin tornado that wipes out both the buildings somehow. Yeah, maybe. It's discussing it with her, it just seemed like she just had just that much more peace of mind knowing it was the county's documents were replicated.
All sites are.
Do they then charge? Is that an extra charge?
Yeah, it's in
it's an extra charge.
I think it's $5,000 initially and $3,250 a quarter, I think is what I read.
And it's never happened before?
Mr. Dixon never chose to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
In my meeting with her, there's outside access that she charges to give other professionals in the area access to that data.
Right.
She's then thrown around the idea of maybe raising the price with them to cover the cost of that.
Offset the cost with the fee increases.
I think it was going to cover it completely, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know if she completely decided on that or not.
Let people pay for it instead of coming.
Yeah, as far as I know, the access that the outside people pay for through, was it Laredo?
Yeah, it's through Laredo. I think mainly it's like title companies.
Yeah.
I think
real estate attorneys,
yeah.
Realtors, all of them have access to it, and they pay a fairly low fee for it. We charge the lowest in the state.
Yeah,
seemed pretty justified in raising the price to something to help cover that. Just when we were doing the math on it, though, it seemed like that price raise was going to cover the cost of it.
Do we still have anything over the mountain?
It's on our roadmap to replicate as another, not only to the judicial center, right, but also to the mountain as well. But not at currently right now, we're not backing up her data.
Okay, here's the recorder.
We're talking about you.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to take my spot.
Do I have to go up there?
Yes, yeah, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to pull that right mic here against you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. There were some questions that was brought up about, I don't have the paper in front of me, but it had to do with storage and kind of what the terms were and what happened to the data if the agreement was ever terminated.
Fiddler?
I'm not sure I'm understanding what the question is.
So it gives the county the right to select the location where electronic records are stored, including the option for the county to have its records for a Fiddler. There's no provision in the agreement that provides what happens to the county's records in the event the county elects to have records stored at Fiddler and the agreement is terminated. So what happens to the records if the agreement is terminated?
From Fiddler, you mean? Nothing. We have our records.
Right. And we're asking for an additional, we have two backups, we're asking for a third backup.
Right. This is like, in the case of a, disaster.
Right.
Wherein as both of our backups are incapacitated for whatever reason, they would then have our records and we could access them and be up and running the same day. As far as what happens to our records, nothing, because there are records. I still have a digital and a
we'll still paper have our backup.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just the an additional coverage, basically, for a natural disaster type situation.
Does the Historical Society also put these records on?
No.
No. I thought Bob was having them
They're different records. Okay. These are the actual recorded documents, and they don't have access to all of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just received this morning, so that's why we've got more questions.
Well, that's fine.
So it looks like there's two different things there, is that right?
Yeah, we've got 5-year land records, life cycle extension.
And then the replication portion of it as well.
Right, the replication software license agreement.
Move to approve the 5-year land records life cycle extension by and between Taney County and Fiddler Technologies.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Second.
We need all in favor. I've got one aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You guys have any questions on the replication software license?
No, I think they were all done together.
Move to approve the software license agreement by and between Taney County and Fiddler Technologies.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've only got one personal property paid abatement to refund. The abatement number is 300301. And this here is a boat dock that was paid under a separate account. So it's essentially kind of double assessed, would be the word.
Refund abatement?
Yes, ma'am.
We called Exhibit A. There's no questions.
I don't.
I make a motion to approve Exhibit A for July the 22nd, 2019.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
Coroner's vehicle discussion on the agenda next.
The coroner couldn't be here today. You want to put it off till he can be here?
Well, I got the email, but I think we all got it, didn't we?
I know that he sent a deputy to take his place on this, and his, is that Kent Vanderpool?
Yes.
And you are here. I know that we'd like to visit with the coroner. I don't know that we need to make a decision today, but we can sure ask questions, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That being he's here, we can ask a few questions and then wait and talk to the coroner if that will come on up.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Can you state your name?
My name's Kent Vanderpool. I'm a deputy coroner for the county.
I know that you're here on a vehicle request.
Yes.
Is the coroner already, doesn't he have a vehicle?
Coroner does have a vehicle.
Do you all share that vehicle?
We do share that vehicle at times.
And there are, how many deputy coroners are there?
There are three.
Three.
Deputies.
Do you know if the coroner considers the position a full-time or a part-time coroner position?
We're all three considered part-time positions, yes.
The coroner and the deputies are all considered part-time?
I can't speak for the coroner. I would assume that would be a full position.
past, he's asked for another vehicle. And I think we told him in the past, hey, if something comes up, we're not purchasing something new, we'll discuss it again.
Yes.
And, so a vehicle came available, or possibly it's coming up.
And, so and clearly, we're not looking for a new vehicle.
Right.
This is just something that would be roadworthy within the county.
Where is the corner vehicle stored now that's owned by the county?
Well, currently it is at the coroner's house, or if one of the deputies is in need of it, we'd be able to use it as well. The call volume is really the case, and we have to supply ourselves sometimes with extra equipment in our own vehicles. And then there are some things that we remove from the scene, whether it be blood samples or hazards of some sort, and that goes in our own vehicles. And that's what we're trying to mitigate, any kind of a risk or hazard within our own vehicles.
When you, like other employees, when you use your own vehicle, you keep the mileage and then and are reimbursed for the mileage, is that correct?
Yeah, and that, for some that might work out well, but still it's more of a risk that I look at than being reimbursed.
Other kind of
removing the risk.
Gotcha. If I drive to a meeting, I'm not putting blood samples and
whatever. Needles
and narcotics.
We remove. On the scene. When we leave the scene, we try and leave it to where it would be not a risk for anyone else living within the residence as well.
Go ahead.
Is it often that we have two deaths that would require two coroners going out, one going at one location, one another?
It probably isn't often, but it's increasingly becoming an issue, yes. There are times that the good vehicle that we do have needs to be out of the county for an autopsy. And one of the other corners is fielding a call or fielding calls back in the county. So it's good to have one that we can take out of the county, but it sure would be very helpful for us to have an additional vehicle.
In my 20-some years of being here and before that, we've never... For many years, the coroner didn't have a vehicle at all.
Right.
But definitely we'd never, furnish two vehicles
mm-hmm.
for the county. And financially, it doesn't sound like much, but, and this should be the coroner's concern because the budget's his concern, should be. But the county commission's responsible for it. About $390 insurance and then the licenses. The liability of it. Most county vehicles are parked in the county parking lot. So when it's covered here when not in use, and then anyone driving a county vehicle would have to know the county's policy, how no one else can ride in a county vehicle but a county employee. And this is by our insurance company. And
right.
And the expense doesn't sound like much. The liability, we're told that this particular car is constant having brake problems, which is issues, and every time it goes into the mechanic shop, it's over $21 an hour for the repairman, however long it takes, plus your supplies on it. So we go back to mileage. Then we go to the county GSR budget. We are, if I were a business owner, just happen to be, I'd call us working in the red.
Yeah.
For the last several years, we're having to go into reserve. And we're expecting to go into more this year due to some other costs that have taken place. And aside from those, we've just now come up with a